CD 2. Think forward to Matura, Revision 3. Track 16. Listening skills. Exercise 1.
Hello, and welcome to today's programme. Have you ever been on a diet? Do you sometimes look in the mirror and see yourself in a body that somehow does not seem yours? In today's programme, I'll be investigating the growing problem of obesity, a condition which now competes with smoking as the biggest single preventable cause of ill health in the UK. Over half of all British adults and one in three teenagers is carrying too much weight. And if the nation's waistline continues to expand at the current rate, as many as one in three of us will be seriously overweight or clinically obese by 2010, making Britain the fattest nation in Europe. Indeed, among all the countries in the developed world, only the Americans weigh in heavier. First, back to basics. Why has the number of obese people in Britain tripled over the last 20 years? Where are we going wrong? Dr. Susan Jebb is a scientist at the Medical Research Council and one of the UK's foremost authorities in the field of nutrition and health.
Well, today, food's available 24/7 and takes seconds to prepare. And that's coincided with us expending less energy. We need fewer calories than ever before because we drive to work, spend the day at the computer and then reward ourselves for such a hard day by flopping in front of the television all evening. I'm afraid obesity's an almost inevitable consequence of eating too much and doing too little.
But the problem seems to have become particularly bad in the last 20 or 30 years. Is there good evidence that we're actually burning considerably fewer calories a day than we were, say, in the 50s and 60s?
Oh, without a doubt. People's lives are quite different. There are virtually no manual occupations left anymore, and even those that we think of as quite labour-intensive, people working building the roads, for example, are now massively assisted by machinery. We just don't walk anywhere, even for short journeys. We all tend to jump in the car.
Are some people more likely to gain weight than others due to the makeup of their metabolism, or is it just simply a matter of energy balance?
In the end, it does all come down to calories in versus calories out. But what we increasingly recognise is that some people are genetically much more likely to become obese, but that predisposition might work in quite interesting ways. For example, some people might feel the sensation of hunger much more acutely than others, and therefore are driven to go in search of food, and that's going to put them, in the long term, at greater risk of gaining too much weight.
So how does that stack up with the often quoted excuse that, "Doctor, I eat like a church mouse, and I just seem to pile on the pounds while a friend of mine can eat anything they like and they remain stick thin"?
I'm afraid when we really put those sort of claims to the test, they just don't hold up. People unfortunately find it very difficult to really know exactly how much they've eaten, or indeed exactly how many calories they've burnt off. We all have this tendency to underestimate what we eat, but to overestimate how much exercise we do. If we bring people into our research unit to study this in great detail, what we've shown is that if you overfeed both thin or overweight people by exactly the same amount of calories, they both gain weight at exactly the same rate. And conversely, if you underfeed them by the same number of calories, they lose weight at the same rate. After many, many years of research, what we've been forced to conclude is that metabolism, for the most part, is very, very predictable. What matters is individual behaviour, and that's what seems to determine whether people gain weight easily or not.
What about recent trendy diets like the Atkins diet?